ABC Radio Australia.
To sport news now. The Pacific teams are on the road for round two of the new Super Rugby season, with Moana Pacifica in Wellington to take on the Hurricanes, while the Fijian Drua have made the trip to Sydney to play the Waratahs. The draw means both sides are coming off the back of just a six-day turnaround after the Battle of the Pacific in Lotoka last weekend, when Moana won 40-26 to end the Drua's long unbeaten home record. However, despite the result, coach Glenn Jackson has managed to put a positive spin on the situation. And as Richard Edward reports, his opposite number, Tana Umanga, has drafted in a raft of debutants in a move he says is based on past experience.
Fast turnarounds have hit Moana hard in previous seasons, with big performances being followed by big defeats. So this time, Tana Umanga has a plan which he believes can reverse that trend, and it involves fielding no less than seven first-time players.
We knew we were going to put a lot into the game when we went to Lautoka, and we stated right from the start, if we want to get all the way to the end of this competition, we're going to need everybody. We have faith in our squad. They've got an opportunity now. And then we know, when we go forward from here, a large number of them have had Super Rugby experience. You can't replicate that on the training field or in the meeting room. They've got to go out there and taste it. That's what our boys need. And so this is an opportunity for us. I understand that people will view this, oh, that's a young group, or you're just giving this away. Well, we'll see, you know? We'll see.
There are changes too in the Andruas camp, but only one debutant, with coach Glenn Jackson putting his faith in the five who made their first appearance in round one.
It's always awesome to celebrate players' caps for the club. All five would wish they could start again and do it again, because there's nothing worse than playing at home with captain and unfortunately not getting the win. But we certainly celebrated after the game with them around what it means to play for the Drua and to show where the club continues to grow.
And reflecting on the loss to Moana, Jackson is keen to highlight the positives and to avoid any more slow starts.
We won three quarters and failed big time in the first quarter, 21-0 down after 15 minutes, and then we finished strong and won the last three quarters, but you don't win a game doing that.
Moana were led to victory in Lautoka by their new captain, Miracle Failangi, who despite his usually reserved demeanour, took to the job with relish.
Lavati. And here's Miracle Failangi! Over again! Wow! He's got another hat-trick. Eight tries in 2025, a hat-trick against the Hurricanes, and the inspirational captain, Miracle Failangi.
I suppose his calmness with our group when it did get tough, he led well in those moments. As a leader now, he's got to use his voice more, which is unusual for him. And we thought that he did really well in that aspect and just kept us on our path to our plan. And I think there's an air of respect from our players. And I also feel there's an air of, we want to protect this guy because he's special. He's come from the islands, he's come from village rugby, he's come the hard path. When we think about who we represent and what we're here for, he epitomises that tough road.
After their loss to Moana, there was at least one player on a high in the Andrua's ranks, outside centre to Indraki Samusamobodre.
Advantage is being played as the crowd starts to come into this game. Valentini. And finally the crowd are on their feet in Lautoka.
After five seasons, it's good to cross over the try line. I think it's more or less the most exciting thing for me after 5 years.
When the Andrua play the Waratahs in Sydney, it will be their second home match in a row, while the Hurricanes had a bye last weekend. So for the Pacific duo, there's no doubt that being made to travel on top of a six-day turnaround rankles with them. But as always, Glenn Jackson is diplomatic.
With the six-day turnaround, Tana and myself had a good chat after the game. It's been well looked after that we're both travelling on a six-day turnaround. Makes it an interesting setup for both of us. But when you have a six-day turnaround, you just got to get into it. And there's no more pressure than any other week. It's about performing and putting what you learn in the week and getting the players on the field to believe in what they're capable of and making sure that as a squad, we support what we're trying to do. And we're definitely out there to make sure we're improving all the time and when we want to be there in finals.
The last time Moana came up against the Hurricanes was in round 16 last season, when their finals hopes were well and truly crushed in a 64-12 defeat. But Tana Umanga, who played more than 120 games for the Wellington outfit, insists he's not out for revenge.
Oh, no, this is a new group. You know, there were some great learnings that we had when we went down there last year. We were showing what it took to actually play finals rugby. We're still a growing club and we've lost some key members of our group from last year. But you know, the credit to this group is that they felt it last year. They felt the learnings that we've taken on place that we talked about right at the start of our pre-season for this year and how we want to improve. So we've got to keep building and we've got a bit to go before we're really challenging at their back end.
And that one was... That was the Moana Pacifica's head coach, Tana Umanga, realistic about his team's final chances, even at this very early stage of the Super Rugby season, and ending that report from Richard Ewart. And Moana's match against the Hurricanes kicks off at 7:05 New Zealand time this evening, followed by the Waratahs versus Tandrua at 7:35 local time, 8:35 here in Fiji.